When one proclaims part of his produce as truma, the classic way he does it is he specifies certain fruit or produce, whatever it may be, this specific part of it should be truma. What would be if a person just says that the truma is in the center of the pot, and he didn't specify which fruit exactly he is proclaiming as truma? So, Rav Shimon's opinion is, has a big pile of, let's say, wheat, and he says in the center of this pile is the truma, trumas maizes, and maize should be in the center of this pile. Then it does take effect. In other words, he holds if you don't have to know exactly where it is, but since you specify a specific place, it's good enough. Chacham say no, you have to say it should be in the northern or the southern part, it has to be a specific place that you know exactly where it is. If he says there's truma in this pile, he doesn't even specify this in the center, he's being even more makel than Rav Shimon, it's also good enough. Rav Shimon Yaakov is a little bit more mashma than Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon's mashma that you could say that everything's in the center and that's good enough. Whereas Rav Elezer Yaakov says that you first have to make the maaser in the center and then afterwards say that the truma's maaser should be truma and the maaser that's there. The bottom line of this entire mission is we have many opinions, but we paskin that you have to have the maaser and the truma in a specific place. You just can't say it should be wherever it is.